Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And once again, welcome back to the program. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about the KKK.
Today it is about the KKK. And the KKK, which is still in operation, actually was founded, if you can believe it, on December 24th, Christmas Eve, and about 154 years ago. And at its peak in the 1920s, the Klan had over 4 million members in the United States. It was originally organized by Confederate veterans in Pulaski, Tennessee in 1865. And it was initially supposed to be just a social organization for people that had something in common. But of course, it evolved into an underground campaign of intimidation and violence as former slaves moved into the mainstream life in the South. And then as Reconstruction came to an end in the 1870s, the Klan sort of faded. However, in 1915, there was a new faction of the Klan that sort of became resurrected in Georgia. And membership grew from 5,000 members in 1920 to more than 100,000 in less than 2 years. And by 1924, the Klan reached its peak with numbers and influence, claiming to control 16 U.S. senators. So it was not terribly influential in Wisconsin, but it did still claim 40,000 members. And locally here in the Sheboygan area, there was a smattering of Klan activity in the 20s and 30s. For example, in March of 24, 75 men from Sheboygan and Plymouth met at the Knights of Phyllis Hall at 8th and Niagara to hear a Klan representative. And just before the meeting began, the Klan literally asked that any Jews, Catholics, or blacks leave the building. There were crosses that were set ablaze, for example, in various places in Sheboygan, one in front of Charles Fairweather's soft drink parlor on Pennsylvania Avenue. There was another cross that was burned in the 1920s in Sheboygan Falls on Buffalo Street. And so there was that kind of activity that went on. There was even Klan speeches that were delivered near Oostburg. So all of these types of things actually did occur, but they were very minimal in Wisconsin. And, you know, originally the KKK professed to be an out-in-the-open community organization. And if you can believe this, they actually fielded baseball teams, held beautiful baby contests, junior leagues, road rallies, festivals, to try to recruit people into the organization. So, but they're pretty much gone. There's only three small factions that survive in Wisconsin today.
Interesting. The more you know, the more you know. Steve, how do people get a hold of you at the center?
Well, they can get hold of us by going to www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.